What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we make this deal?
The modern workplace is evolving. The rise of information technology, employees can now work from any location, making it integral for internal communicators to introduce innovative internal communication tools that strive to bolster employee engagement. Today on the show, I'm speaking with David Fuller Watts, Director at Toolbox. Toolbox provides innovation solutions for real estate companies. Their leading tenant communication and engagement platform, MallCom, is currently used by over 250,000 shopping center employees, 4,800 retail stores across 16 different countries. Today's episode is brought to you by Real Massive. Real Massive is commercial real estate's real-time data provider and marketplace providing accurate and up-to-date information to improve the way industry makes decisions. Leveraging advanced proprietary technology, Real Massive solutions enable customers to access and integrate data that includes both the latest property and available listing data across the country. With data available on over 30 million commercial properties, and 300,000 available listings, investors, brokers, and industry professionals can download comprehensive market data and combine with their existing data solutions to develop a complete view of market trends and behaviors. Visit realmassive.com to learn more about real-time data or to discover space that works. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. The Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. Celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked David about his background and what led him to the opportunity at Toolbox.
I'm from an IT background, originally a systems application developer, and I joined Toolbox in 2007. Just before the big kind of economy crash across the world, and particularly hit hard the UK, and affected a lot of budgets in commercial real estate, and particularly in shopping centers, which is where our company background is from. So when I joined Toolbox in 2007, it was really to improve the digital transformation of marketing services, specifically around commercial real estate, and improve how shopping centers were communicating with their customer base. So, and that's really how it came about. In 2011, we then came up with a concept of using digital communication to communicate more effectively with tenants, and that's where MallCom was really born.
I asked David to explain Toolbox's value proposition.
Our philosophy is around being able to add communication values to improve user experience, whoever that user may be within commercial real estate. And that could be a tenant, that could be a consumer visiting a shopping mall, it could be a member of the property management team. Whoever's using a system or whoever's involved in commercial real estate should be able to get access to information that's relevant to them, relevant to the right person at the right level, and stop this constant one message fits all kind of philosophy that mostly happens within commercial real estate. And that we find that that is a huge impact in terms of the longevity of a property, in terms of building tenant experience solutions, customer experience, the experience that a customer has when they visit a shopping mall or they're an office-based tenant, or even if they're living in an apartment building, what's the actual experience that they have can go a long way to how that affects their future leasing, their sales, their trade, their productivity, and the ability to attract really good employees as well.
One-dimensional communication in retail real estate is one of the problems Toolbox set out to solve. I asked David about some of the challenges with the current models of communication in the retail ecosystem.
It's really funny because we work all across the world. Our head office is based in the UK. I'm based in the US, in Tampa and Florida. And it doesn't matter which shopping center, I'll use shopping centers as an example. doesn't matter which shopping center you go into, all shopping centers communicate the same way. They hand out memos, the same memo to every tenant. They walk it around physically with a piece of paper and deliver it to the stores. And they don't know whether anybody's read that information, who read it, did it get passed on to the actual manager. And then surprise, surprise, whenever something happens, all the tenants say, well, I never knew about that. I never saw that. And it's been a real challenge in shopping centers specifically for years and years and years. And what we do at Toolbox and with our platform, Mallcom, we're able to really provide relevant information to everybody who's working within the property at the right level. So you can get relevant information based on where you're located in the mall, what type of retailer you are, where there's construction work going on, if it affects you in terms of where your employees are going to park their car. And all of that information is then available to people, whether they're even in the store or in the office or not. They could be working in a different location. They could be working from home that day. And remote working is a big part of modern day life. And so being able to get access to the information that you need, not necessarily having to be in that store or in that office at that time when that memo was delivered, is a really fundamental aspect of what we do.
I asked David about the unique insight that the founding team had to identify retail communication as an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, we've worked in shopping centers since 2000. And even before that, the founding members have been involved in working in shopping centers and commercial real estate companies for over 30 or 40 years. So it's really an understanding of the way in which they work and the way in which we can bring our level of expertise, which led us to the ultimately to the decisions of using digital communication more effectively and digital platforms. You know, at the time of around sort of 2011, 2012, 2013, lots of companies were starting to use Facebook for communication. They were starting to use Twitter and other social media platforms, which of course has great positives in terms of being able to distribute information really fast, but they're also public-facing tools. Anybody can see something that you post on Facebook or on Twitter. And what we actually found was we had certain opportunities where I suppose we identified very quickly that the ability to distribute information much faster to the right people really was important. And not only that, but the ability to keep that information within the walls of the property or within the internal communication platform of the stores, the property management teams, so that it wasn't being distributed to customers, because it is a completely different type of messaging that you're sending out to your customers who you're trying to attract to your shopping center and to the tenants who you're trying to help promote themselves to the customers that are coming in, and the work that you're doing from a developer or property management perspective to encourage those guests to come in. And you really need the retailers and the tenants to be on board with what you're doing. You need them to buy into the philosophy of being a community with it and creating that community within the shopping center, so they're all working together for a common goal, which is to provide a better experience for your customers coming in. So when we picked up the concept of being able to deliver digital communication much more easily, of course, we went through, like lots of companies still have, you know, intranet systems, extranet systems, through web portals and tenant portals. But really, those systems all require people to log into them every time. They don't get the information to you. There's no different to doing that than going and pinning it up on a notice board. The only difference is you needed to remember a password. So we created the idea of using smartphone technology to distribute the communication. We started really in Europe, in countries like Sweden and Germany, where they were really already very forward-thinking in terms of how digital and smartphone technology could be used. In Sweden, in 2013, they were already paying for their bus tickets using their mobiles. They were already checking in on the train stations using their mobile phones. So it was no great leap to then use their mobile phones and their smartphones to be able to communicate more effectively with the management teams and the shopping center management teams themselves, which then meant the management teams could be more mobile. They were able to react much faster. They were able to distribute information much more readily. And we opened this up on the basis that it could be available to anybody who worked within the shopping center environment, any person, whether they work as a store manager for a store or even somebody who works a couple of hours on a Saturday morning, could get access to the right information at their level, and it could be distributed in that way. That's really where we started.
With the team's background and experience in retail real estate, I asked David to speak to the specific needs of retail and how they differ from other verticals.
Like you say, there's a whole suite of communication tools out there. I mean, ultimately, anybody can create an app and then post information into that app so that people who work in a property can see that information. The key differentiator that we have is we realized very early on that shopping centers in particular are very different. Michelle Buxton, our founder and CEO, she was a center manager and worked for a property company for a lot of years and understanding how to drive asset value and bringing properties more into the forefront. And from a center management perspective, and property management perspective, there's lots of positives of being able to distribute information very, very quickly. But the key difference between what we do with Mallcom and what other systems do is that we protect our information. You can't just get access to the information by just downloading an app. You have to be approved to get access. We empower the store teams to provide access for their own employees. Retail turnover is so high that, you know, you could build a relationship with a store manager as a property management team member, and then a week later, that store manager doesn't even work in that store anymore. So the whole information process that you've gone through has been lost. The relationship you've built is now no longer there. And all of a sudden, a new store manager is in place that you don't even know their name. What Mallcom allows you to do as from a shopping center perspective is it empowers the store teams to control their own staff. So they can specify who's a manager in their store. And if a store manager leaves, they can remove them. And when the new store manager comes on board, they can then approve them and promote them as a store manager. And what that does is it creates an environment where you know that the people you're sending your messages to actually work in the shopping center environment. They've got approved access. And working in commercial real estate, there's lots of differences between the different asset classes of retail, office, multifamily, etc. And, you know, the one thing about retail is you don't need any special permission to get into the building. You know, a customer can walk into a shopping center at any time, and that no one's going to stop them at the door and check their bag and unless they're in extreme circumstances. So what Mallcom allows shopping center teams to do is ensure that the people getting access to the information that they have in the app are approved to be working in that shopping center. They're working with the store teams on a regular basis and communicating information and streamlining processes to be able to get access to the relevant information to them. It also allows the store teams to promote their stores within themselves. So, for example, if one of the main benefits from a retailer's perspective of having our platform is that within a shopping center environment, you know, there are hundreds and thousands of people who are coming into that property every single day, whether the shopping center is busy with customers or not, who are already in the property and already looking at how they can get a deal, a discount, and they're consumers just like anybody else. So what Mallcom allows the store managers to do is actually promote their stores. What we do know from working with a lot of retailers is that they tend to, you know, park their car in the same place, come in through the same entrance, go and do their job. And sometimes they have no idea what other stores are even in the shopping center, let alone what promotions are being run. So Mallcom allows the store teams to promote themselves, recruit, hire really good retail staff. It also allows the opportunity of labor sharing. You know, it allows the opportunity for stores to post their job vacancies and specify how many hours they're looking for so that people who are working in the property can have multiple jobs. We find particularly on the West Coast in California and in the US that people will often be working more than one job to build up their amount of hours during a week. So to be able to recruit people who already are coming here, who already know the shopping center, who know the customer base, who know what's expected of them, is a really valuable tool for the store managers to be able to to get access to. Also able to request maintenance issues, also able to report leaks. We don't like to talk about it, but of course, a lot of shopping centers do have leaks that happen, and speed in which those things can be reported to the right people is very, very critical to the actual business of being a store manager and running a retail store. So all of these things combined allow a requirement from the store teams to want to use the system because it's easier for them. It saves them time. It saves the store manager's time. And that gives major benefits to the people running the property. So from a center management perspective, they know that the people who are using the system, they can send them the messages that are relevant to the certain areas. It's a much greener solution using digital communication. I guess that goes without saying. But not only that, it provides time saving in terms of just walking around and physically handing out paper memos and bits of paper. So from a property perspective, there's major, major pluses. And from a retailer perspective and a tenant perspective, there's major, major pluses because it's consolidated information all in one place. And the good thing about our system as well is that we link in with lots of other systems. You know, we try and build an end-to-end solution, but not just with our own technology, but with other best-in-class technologies as well. Lots of property companies are using tools like Salesforce and other major tools to be able to operate their commercial real estate environments. And Molcom is able to take the best bits from those and integrate the right pieces of that communication to infiltrate lots of content. Maybe it's even something as simple as a retailer wanting to post an event on the shopping center website, being able to deliver that content to the shopping center team in a format which is readily available to automatically be posted on the website. It just saves the team members so much time in being able to do that.
I asked David to share a customer success story for Toolbox in the United States.
We have our two major, I guess this year, 2019, we launched with Mall of America, who are using our system to improve the communication generally amongst their 520 stores. Going back to what I was saying before about having to walk around and deliver memos, trying to walk around a mall of the size of Mall of America, as you can imagine, is quite a daunting experience and not something the team want to take on lightly. This is really important. So now they're able to distribute information to way more than 1,000 users they have signed into the system. The good thing about the system is that because the retailers like using it, we get really high take-up rates. So within the first 5 days of implementation, we had 96% of the retail stores logged in and using the system every single day, which gives the team a really fast response rate in terms of being able to not only have a system they can use, but have a system they can use really effectively right from the word go, right from implementation. Another one of our customers is Unibail Rodamco Westfield, and we work across their whole US portfolio. We are currently in the process of going through, we've already launched with some of their properties such as Westfield World Trade Center, Century City in Los Angeles, and some of their other flagship shopping centers across the world. And they use it very much from a tenant engagement and tenant experience perspective, but also to support the retailers in driving more sales through their stores, and also to help them work closer with the security teams and work closer with the operational teams as well. Security is a major part of retail and shopping center life, and the security teams are always happy to help support the retail staff who are working in the shopping center. And we work very much on the basis of preventative security, reducing crime, reduction in risk, being able to help support retail employees, being able to allow the retail employees to be the eyes and ears of the shopping center to report suspicious activity, but also speed of communication for things such as, you know, if a, you have a lost child come into a store, or a parent's come in and lost their child, the store teams can take, snap a picture from the picture they have. They can then distribute that to the mall security team, who can then distribute that really quickly around to the other stores, and save so much time and heartache for anybody who's who's in that situation. So it has some really good speed of communication and working with the different operational aspects of running a shopping center in itself.
I asked David to share Toolbox's growth timeline on the first retail assets, expansion phases, and the current customer footprint.
Around, as I said, we started in some forward-thinking countries, Sweden and Germany. We now actually operate in 22 different countries. The apps are available and the systems available in, I think, 11 different languages now. So we operate all across the world as a, I would say, a standard for retail real estate communication. We're looking this next 12 months to be in shopping centers in Canada and South America, as well as, of course, the rest of Europe and Africa. So we have a significant footprint already, but the growth potential is huge. We're really excited about the opportunities that we have right now and the ones that are coming up. So we've had a very upward curve, you know, as people are starting to realize and property companies are realizing that tenant experience is really important. And as I said, one of the things that is really important for us is to work with like-minded property companies, people who understand that, you know, they can actually benefit from providing a better tenant experience for across their whole asset classes. A lot of our customers operate across multiple different asset classes. So we have different versions of our system and different modules that we use. It's a very modular system, which means it's very cost effective. And therefore, they can, depending on who you are, what type of property you have, and what type of tenant you are, depends on what you see in the system. And that means that you can have one system that can control all of your, that can work across all of your asset classes, and of course, your business to consumer aspects as well, because we're just launching our business to consumer 360 degree portal, which means that we're connecting retailers closer to the consumers who are coming into the shopping centers as well, which is a great enhancement to our system. It's a great way for property companies to provide really strong analytics on who their customers are, what they're interested in, what kind of loyalty that they're interested in providing, and then allowing the retailers to be able to get closer to those consumers as well.
I asked David if there's anything that we haven't talked about that he felt was important to share.
For us, we're concentrating on improving. We're always concentrating on improving our product. We're always concentrating on being innovative and provide and working with innovative partners. We always think of our customers as our partners, because we're not a company that sells software and then says, okay, good luck, see you later, tell us if there's any problems. We work constantly with our customers and with our partners to really drive the product roadmap forward. We're integrating into lots of different aspects of commercial real estate right now. We cover a wide range of mall management, but of course also across asset class as well. I'd say for us, success is continuing our growth, continuing our footprint, continuing to be innovative, and building on the success that we've had. We always look at success based on numbers of people who are using our system. We have over 250,000 users worldwide who are logging into our system every single day, tenants who are wanting more information from their landlords, from developers, from shopping center teams, to be able to engage more easily. Yeah, we're looking to grow that and grow our user base as well.
Great to connect with David Fuller-Watts of Toolbox today. Toolbox Group is the leading marketing and innovation agency serving the commercial real estate industry. Toolbox is the creator of a globally recognized award-winning technology, Malcolm, a real estate community engagement and operational management platform. Toolbox's business also provides trailblazing strategic marketing advisory services to clients globally. Founded in 2000, company is now operating in 22 countries with offices across Europe and in the USA. And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow David and Toolbox's pursuit to change the way the real estate industry communicates. You can find out more about David and Toolbox in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. Find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at realestateinnovators.com. Till next time, innovators.